The conference will now begin.
Okay, listen, I take no responsibility if you get into any accidents. Drive safe, no drinking and driving. Pay attention to the road and respect all signs. Okay. Let's start. So we are holding right now in the Hakdama. Still in the Hakdama of Halacha Dala, Rabbi Nelson. And Rabbi Nelson is teaching something very great, which from Rabbi Nachman, that if we want to be great and we want to learn great things, so we need a great Rebbe. That's how it goes. Because we need the Rebbe to take down the highest ideas and break them down for us in pieces that we could chew on or explain big ideas in different ways, whether it's through examples, mishalim, stories, different ways to explain deep divine wisdom, hasavis elikus, you know, that we can utilize, we can learn, we can understand, we can chew on it, we can think about it, and we can grow from it. So let's continue here on page 131. Page 131, we have a lot to do. So it says Rabbi Nelson, the komash ukatim b'mayla b'yose. And the smaller a person is, the younger a person is, the komash ukhol b'yose. And the sicker, rahman al-tzlan, a person is, hutzarach rofe gadol b'yose. You need a bigger doctor. The more sick you are, you need a bigger, more expert doctor. The younger the child, you need more of an expert to be able to relate to the child. Or you have a very deep idea, and if a person, even though he's not a child, he's an adult, but it's a very high idea, and he's small compared to that idea, you need a very big Rebbe to be able to break it down appropriately. The Hain Rebbe, Gadol B'Yosser, you need a great Rebbe. She, yeah, Gadol B'Malik Kokach. This Rebbe has to be so big, this doctor has to be so big that he can even heal you, heal this person who's so sick, who's so small. If a yucho lesabev imo gankein, and she yachnes bo hasagas elikos. He's able to lesabev. It's like a lashon, I think, a lashon like encircling, like sivivon, siviva. So he knows how to, you have a certain nekuda. You have a certain nekuda pinim, is an inner idea, an inner point that we want to try to get to. Sometimes you have to kind of go around in circles and circles until you slowly get the idea across, slowly, with examples again, mishalim, stories, in order that we can allow that hasagas elokus to also enter into the Talmud, to the Katan. She's the ikar hatachlis. Says Rabbi Nachman, the main tachlis, the main purpose of our existence. We do a lot of things, but we want to get to is some madrega, as high as we can get, of hasagas elokus, to be able to live with a kesher at the Ribono Shalom, to connect to the Ribono Shalom, to understand what he wants in this world, to understand what he wants from us personally. She says there's nothing like it. Umuvor Shom. And it's explained over there in the Torah of Benachim, the Kutim Aran, Torah, Lamed. These constrictions, something that's very big, and it's like a funnel. You have a lot of liquid, but you can't drink it all at one time, so you pour the liquid through a funnel, so it slowly drips out. These tzimtzumim shehem b'chinas hakdamos, they are hakdamos, I forgot the word in English is, what's a good English word for hakdamos, Yisrael? Come on. A hakdama is a preamble, it's a better word. No, you're busy. Okay, fair enough.
It's an introduction.
Introduction. Okay, good. Thank you. See? That's what I need to hear, Yisrael. So we have all these introductions, and we said yesterday, we quoted from the Hakdama of Rabbi Nachman from the Kutei Halachos that he said that Rabbi Nachman's, all of his Torahs were just Hakdamas, were just introductions. So even with all the Torah of Rabbi Nachman, which is so difficult and so high and so lofty and brings you to such high places, they're only introductions. There's so much more to go. But we're going to go slow. Shal yadam, through these hakdamas, through these tzimtzumim, these constrictions of intellect, through them we're going to be able to reach a madrega of hasagas elokus, to really be masig, to perceive, to connect to allow the thought, not just to stay in our brain, but to fill up our body, that when we know that there's Ribono Shalom, we don't just know. We live with the Ribono Shalom. Das. That's called Hein Bechinas Chochma Tata. Tata means lower. So if you have a lower wisdom, then there's an upper wisdom. The upper wisdom is that big idea that it's too, not necessarily intellectually, it's too hard to understand, although that could be true. You know, you have calculus, which is a chachma ilah in math, an upper, the supernal chachma. The only way you can teach a kid calculus is if you first teach him addition, subtraction, multiplication, division, slowly breaking down what calculus is based on, so that you can, I mean, even though I don't even know what calculus is, that's way too much of a chachma for me, but I can only imagine you need the basics of addition, subtraction, multiplication, you know, hemdas, yes, parentheses and exponents, yeah, right? You need all that stuff to be able to understand the chachma ilah. So the chachma tatal, the lower chachma, is addition, subtraction. So, but it's not just in mathematics and intellect. There's also deeper types of ideas. It's hard to even explain what the word, the perceptions. To perceive God is not intellectual. To perceive God, that's not intellectual. Intellectual is, there's a God. He created the world. He runs the world. Those are all bullets. That's almost intellectual. But to perceive, to allow your das to be filled with that, that's a whole different level. But that's also a chachmila. And we need to break that down into a chachma tata, to slowly bring a person to that place. She says that's called Bechinas Malchus. Now, we know there are 10 spheres. Hashem used 10 spheres to create the world. Hashem used 10 spheres to create everything, even to create you and me. And even in every single atom of our body, which is the lowest, or you want to even get it smaller, a quark. I don't know if there's anything smaller since I've been in high school because I stopped paying attention to science. But when I was there, I think quarks, I think that's the lesson, that was the smallest. But there might even be smaller things, but that's in the physical realm. Even deeper than that, there are 10 spheres. 10, you can't, there's nothing physical about them, but they're usually depicted as some kind of spherical, some kind of circular ball of energy. Everything's based on that. The lowest of the 10 is called Malchus. Malchus. And that sphere of Malchus usually interfaces with our world. That's what we understand it. So when you have something that's a very high chachma, which is higher kilu than this world because it's a perception, we need to break it down into, let's say, a mushel that's talking about, you know, bears or something, or a story that talks about kings. If we want to understand God, so what's the mushel? It's always about a king. Always about a king. That's a classic example of taking a chachma ilah and bringing it down to a chachma tata. You want to say some high understanding of something about Elokus, of a Kadosh Baruch Hu? So we break it down by utilizing a mushel of a king. There's always a king. There's always a son, which is us. It's Kadosh Baruch Hu and us. That's chachma ilah, chachma tata. That's bechin is called Malchus, the sphere of Malchus, which is also, he says, a bechin of Sa'oros. Sa'oros are hairs. So let's read note number 6 here, because there's a lot of interesting things. Again, this is just a bekitzer of a Torah from Rabbi Nachman. So we can't go through the whole Torah now because we're trying to learn the Kutei Halachos here. But the notes in the bottom of DRI, they really give a good explanation of things, bekitzer, so we can understand these quick hints that Rabbi Nachman draws in. Bechinas Tzaros. This whole Indian is the hair. What is hair on my head, which is black, and I need to get a haircut? What does that have to do with Chochma, Tata, with Malchus, what Shaitas? So let's look at number 6. Kabbalah depicts divine wisdom as a radiant light that descends through the hair to provide the mind with mochin. See, Kabbalah depicts, even what Kabbalah, when Kabbalah uses lashonos like hair, it's also taking a Chochma Ilah, a supernal divine wisdom, and trying to be mitzamtzem it and give a moshel, an example, and they use the body. We know that the 10 spheres, which are totally ruchnius, the way that we depict, the way we understand the spheres is based on our body. The mochim, the chochm bina das is in the head, and chesed is the right arm, and gevur is the left arm, and netzach and hod are the legs, and yesod, and malchus. We have to use the body to try to understand. That's everything. Everything in Peninius, it has to be from a muscle standpoint. In Nigla, in revealed Torah, it's very clear. You have a cow, and you have a donkey, and you have an ox, and they gore each other. You have tefillin. You have Torah. It's clear. When you start to enter into Pnimius HaTorah, any Madrega Pnimius HaTorah, even if you're talking about anything in the deeper emotions of a person, that Chassidus discusses a lot, it needs to use Mishalim. It uses fire, it uses water, it uses earth and wind, it uses different types of examples in Mishalim to help us understand. That's what Pnimius HaTorah is. So Kabbalah uses hair as the depiction when we want to try to send the light of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Let's just imagine above my head there's a halo, there's Elokus, there's godliness, there's perceptions of God that are above my brain. How do you get it into my brain? Well, I have all these hairs over here, these very, very skinny hairs that can take, they're like, I have like 8 billion antennas on my head that can connect to higher sources of intellect, of wisdom, godly wisdom, radiant light, supernal divine wisdom, words that we don't even understand what they're saying, but it could slowly, through the hair, allow it into my brain, which is called the mochin, the mind, mental faculties, as elements of consciousness, awakeness. Also, it's a hard thing to explain unless you just know what it means. Mochin, because we're all awake, we're all conscious, right? This guy's unconscious and he's conscious. That's not what we're talking about here. That's a guy's unconscious physically and then he becomes conscious physically. We're not talking about that. We're talking about a deeper level of consciousness, an inner awareness, an inner awakeness. It's hard to, you can't, there's no words you can to allow you to enter into that. You have to just experience, it's experiential. You have to experience it. But we try our best. So as elements of consciousness, mochin, the mind, are man's primary means for drawing perceptions of godliness. To try to connect the godliness of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you can't use your hands, can't use your nose, can't use your eyes. You have to use our mind. The Arizal explains that the hairs of the head and the beard serve as narrow conduits, right? They're very skinny, for constricting divine wisdom, which is very wide. It's above my head. It's everything above me. To constrict it into my mind, I need these narrow hairs, whose radiance would otherwise, the divine wisdom, whose radiance would otherwise be too bright for the human mind to absorb. So the inion of the hair, the Arizal explains, is this inion exactly. It's trying to take from a chokhmah you love, very high, supernal, divine wisdom, and try to constrict it in a way that I can understand. That's from my hair into my brain. That's called chokhmah ilah to chokhmah tata. That's a big Rebbe trying to explain to a small person. That's the inion of malchus. As it says in Tikkun HaZohar, we'll finish with this, as it says in Tikkun HaZohar, Shi'urin da'asvan da'raisa. Shi'urin da'asvan da'raisa. These are the shi'urim of the letters of the Torah. So, let's read number 7. Let's finish up with number 7 for a second. Very important. The letters of the Torah is one of the greatest explanations and mishalim of this. To take a chokhmah ilah of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's intellect, which is not, it's not fathomable, and he put them into letters. Letters in the Torah. How do we know what Hashem's desire is? How do we know what His will is? Hashem doesn't speak our language. God speaks God language, which is nothing, which is infinite. But He constricted all that light and put them into letters, black letters that are in the Torah. So look at number 7 quickly. The shapes of the letters of the Hebrew alphabet, the shapes that we find in the Torah are not incidental, but rather precise expressions of the light of divine wisdom within forms and measure. Similarly, each mitzvah in the Torah is an expression of divine wisdom within form and measure. In context here, this is synonymous with lower wisdom. The reduction of the light for the benefit of those on lower levels. Again, we have a very high wisdom of Kadosh Baruch Hu, and he's constricting into letters that are in the Torah. Then when you put the letters together, it makes words in mitzvahs and Torah. But each letter has a different form. Each letter sounds different, has a different name. There's a sefer from Rabbi Yitzchak Ginsburg. Archville has a book. There's a few books that break down every letter, how they look, the sound that they make, breaks them into categories, and you learn a lot about this world, and you see how much is in one letter. An aleph is not just an aleph. An aleph is much, much bigger than an aleph. The gematria of the name, there's a lot. There's a lot. So let's finish off here. Like the hair on our head, letters, the osios in the Torah, and mitzvos serve as channels, vessels, and channels for constricting divine wisdom in order to further man's perception of godliness. We have to deepen our understanding of mitzvahs. We have to deepen our understanding of the letters of the Torah. Tikkun HaZohar highlights their connection by pointing to the etymological similarity between the words se'ar, hair, and shi'ur, measurement, because every letter is a shi'ur of how much energy of the Likus is coming into it. There's a lot to learn. You see how big the wisdom is. Even the Likus HaLach and Likus HaMaran that we learned, which is supposed to be a Chochma Tata, to explain divine wisdom, by us, it's a Chochma Ilah. And we need even more Chochma Tata to break it down. We will continue tomorrow. Have a great, great day. Hatzlacha.